1993, and I'm at Copen, West Virginia, at the home of Melvin Wine.
Oh, we run them 9 miles, and we stack them up in piles, besides what got drowned in the river. Once upon a time, we lived near an old man that had been in the army, and he played a fiddle while he waltzed, or while he... Once upon a time, we lived, my father lived near an old fellow that was in the army, and he played a fiddle, and he played for the soldiers to march. A lot of times, and some of the times he marched with them. So he played like this. This is one he played with old Dan Tucker.
Thank you.
This is another one he played. This was Yankee Doodle. Once upon a time, there's a guy that lived closest. There's an old man, and he played. He had been in the army, and he played a fiddle, and he played from the waltz, or march, whatever. But anyhow, he played some old tunes there, and it was really good. I've watched him play a lot of times. He'd come up to my dad's house, and we had a fiddle, and he'd get it, and he'd play, and he played with all vengeance. And of course that's the way they wanted him doing the army, so he played for the soldiers to march. His name was Benny Harrell, and he lived about a mile from us, right along Salt Lake. Now my father knew of another guy that danced a lot, and the army got him for doing something that he oughtn't have done. I don't know what it was, but anyhow, they made him dance on a rock, so the sweat run off his finger, tips of his finger. So that's a pretty good bunch of dancing. So then, after then, they got my great grandfather up for something that he'd done, aiding some of the people there that he oughtn't to. So they made him walk to Virginia and sign an oath that he wouldn't do that anymore. And so he come back, and they got into the same trouble. Then they got round with him, and they made him play a fiddle till all night, or till when the night, for them to dance. And they told him to play one that he didn't have no name for. So he played the Soldier's Joy, and he didn't know that song, didn't know the tune or the name for it. So they named it. That's what I hear. Now, I ain't telling this for the fact, because I hear this. And they named it the Soldier's Joy, because they were having a joyful time there. And so that's all I know about. But anyhow, that's the tale. I'll play the Soldier's Joy.
Thank you.
whichever way it was, I ain't sure just exactly about this, but they burned his house because he had done the wrong thing. They went back to kill him, and they couldn't felt the family was together around him, so they had to kill some of the family. So they went back and reported to the captain, and he said, well, go back and burn his house and let him go. So they did. So the old fellow had to live under a rock, and he had 9 children. And he lived under a rock till he built him a house about 4 miles away from there, on Long Run, a log house. So he had to stay under that rock, had his family under there till he got his house built. The way I understand it, he was helping the Federals, and the Yankees come and burned his house. I reckon it was that way. Anyhow, they burned his house because he had done the wrong thing, and then turned him loose. They were going to kill him. But anyhow, they burned his house, and so he lived under a rock, moved his family under the rock, close to where his house was burned. I've been there and seen where the place was before the dam went in. So he walked about 4 or 5 miles and cut timber and built him a log house, and then moved in out from under the rock, and somebody said the rock fell in, a lot of it, so I don't know. And anyhow, he got his family out. My great-grandfather was Smithy Wine, and he helped out maybe the wrong side, the Federals, I guess. So got in trouble. Okay. We hear the trumpet sounding, we hear the jubilee. We hear the trumpet sounding, proclaiming liberty. All right, you ready? I'll play then. No, this ain't the one. Let me think here. Oh, we hear the trumpet sounding, we hail the jubilee. Here we hear the trumpet sounding, proclaiming liberty. Come, boys, come, with full and harp in hand, we'll join the happy company that's going to Canaan's land. That's all I know of.